During the Second World War, my grandmother Blundell, Ivy Blundell, was a very generous woman and a regular parishioner, having been there all her life. And she befriended a number of the American servicemen, many of whom were stationed at Paraparam in the camp there at Mackay's Crossings. And they would get onto the train and come into services, and she would. And I often stayed with her on Saturday night, so I was involved as well. She would, before she left for church, she would put a large leg of hogget or lamb into the oven, and she would gather up. She called them my boys. She would gather up, and the other parishioners did this as well, but she would gather hers up, and there wouldn't be room for them in the car, but I don't think it would take them too long to walk through Parliament grounds and up Bolton Street. And there they would stay and for the afternoon, and she was a very good cook, so there would no doubt was afternoon tea as well. And she mothered them really kindly. She was very generous with her hospitality, and their families really appreciated that the boys had a home away from home. And after she died, we when clearing her property, we found drawers and drawers and cupboards full of small and large gifts that the American families had sent, with little notes pinned on. Sometimes they were just a hanky, and because my name is Jane and hers was I, they a lot of them had embroidered J's eyes on them, and so for many years I had hankies with an I, which was near enough to a J, and two little pinholes, because she would have religiously pinned on the card or into the Christmas card or her birthday card, and hadn't taken them out, so that they'd all the pinholes had rusted, and we found linen and all sorts of notes.